And I went back in. I went back in through a door that wasn't open. And then I woke up at home. And I woke up at home and they said, there was any number of football players that night that had warrants out for their arrests. And my thought was, like, Cain's, oh Lord, this is bad because this will be my scholarship. This will be bad stuff, you know. And so I immediately went back to the place where it was and I said, did I cause some trouble here last night? He said, oh, yeah. They said, we figured you'd be back. They didn't put out a warrant for me. And I was so happy to write a check for whatever they wanted, to pay for whatever damage I did. But I had good intentions. I was going home. If those other guys would have said that, I would have done it. But it was my fault. And that's probably one of the few that I could actually share in public about bad responses, okay? With good intentions. But you know, we've all had it. Or when we were so sure that we were right, you know? I mean, after all, it's got to be this way, but as time went on, we had to start thinking, boy, if I was right, how come it seems so wrong? And there comes a place where we can't blame anybody else again, and we just have to say, you know something? I think maybe it was just me. And that's the right response. You know, David did a lot of stuff, and we'll get to him, I think, before we're all done with this and responses. But he had a response that we can all grab a hold of, and that is, you know, against thee and thee only have I sinned, O Lord. Responses. How do we respond? What can you learn from Cain, who killed Abel? Can it be that he wasn't just all bad in all of his intentions? Can it be that you're not always, maybe never, bad in your intentions? After all, Christ lives in you. You always have good intentions. You do. I don't believe that any of you have any maliciousness in you. But I think that all of you, like me, have not necessarily always had the right responses. And because we don't have the right responses, then we're not getting the right results. But when our responses line up with the responses, the reactions that God wants, the results will follow. There's treasures in Christ. And he says that we should desire them, seek after them, and have them. So, something for us to consider as we go through our life. Sometimes there are things that still cause us anxiety in our minds and things, and maybe those are things too that we just need to consider. What were my responses? Did my responses get me to that? How can they be fixed? There can be things that we're forgiven for because we've asked God to forgive us for, but we still haven't responded to entirely the way that we should. Because if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But sometimes we still haven't bothered to respond the correct way, then we're not free from all of ourselves. God can forgive us and we might not. And then we neglect the greatness of his salvation to cast our sins as far away as the sea of forgiveness. I know for myself that if I will watch my responses, everything will move a lot better. And I've asked the Lord to make sure to help me that even if I do respond wrong, to get it straightened out, more quickly. That's the only reason that I went and found a more expensive one, was because I had to fix it. I was the one. When it talks about a pen, I was the one. It may have been, Blessed Archie said, well, just cancel it then. Just cancel it. I said, honey, we can't cancel it. You don't just go on eBay and say, oops, change my mind. Then you're a bad buyer. Who's going to sell to you if you're a bad buyer? Can't do that. But the only reason that I went and fixed it was because God was speaking to me about things like this, and I could respond one way or the other. I could fix it, or I could make it worse. And sometimes just leaving things be ends up making it worse, doesn't it?